This week on the Time Bat Show.
In Latin, it means don't go into the hole phobia.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 151. I'm one of your hosts, Time Aces.
I'm your other host, Bat Snacks.
And we've got a great show today. We skipped last week because it was Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. How was your Thanksgiving? Really quick update on your Thanksgiving. How was it? Was it good?
It was busy and exhausting.
My Thanksgiving was also busy and exhausting. Did you do family stuff, I'm guessing?
Yeah, I did family stuff, like, multiple days, and I ate a lot, and I felt really, I don't know, just, like, gross and, like...
yep. My parents came into town, and my brother, and so we did the whole thing there, and they were here for, like, 3 or 4 days. And I ate so much. I feel like I've gained, like, 10 pounds in, like, the last month. Yeah. Not really, but... Ugh. Man, the holidays, it's really just a whirlwind.
Yeah.
Like, I like it, but I hate it, you know?
There's so much you have to worry about, and yeah, I just don't like worrying.
It's too much stuff. Yeah, I don't like it either. There's so much stuff going on all the time.
Yeah.
And it's a pain in the ass, but I'm glad your Thanksgiving was good. Did you do multiple things, like jumped around?
Yeah, because I have a lot of family that lives in town, and it's like a Thanksgiving at each place.
That sounds exhausting.
Sometimes, like, multiple in one day. You got to eat two. Like,
yeah! How do you do that? So, when you're doing the two Thanksgiving, because I've only done that, like, once. When you're doing the two, do you, like, pace yourself? Like, on the first one, do you, like, do half? Or do you just kind of go all in on the first one, and then you're like, I'll just kind of pick on the second, you know?
You go all in on both.
On both?
Yeah, on
both. That seems like a lot of food.
It would probably... All right, so this is related. I'm single, so I don't have to worry about, like, looking good on Thanksgiving, really. Like, I imagine if I was... I don't know. If I was in a serious relationship, and sure. Usually what most people do is they'll do one Thanksgiving at one set of parents' house and one Thanksgiving at the other.
If they live in the same town, yeah.
Yeah, but for me, it's like... They're all my family.
They don't care.
I'm just going to eat as much as I can at both.
And you do.
And be totally miserable the whole time.
But in a good way.
No, yeah, like food miserable, not like...
Like, oh my God, I'm going to die of food overdose.
But I need to keep eating
because it's good and I can only do this once a year. It's like the 1 year it's okay to overeat.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I ate so much.
I think this is the only day I get stuffing.
I think the other issue is, if Thanksgiving, we should really move Thanksgiving as a society to like middle of the year, like in June. Because honestly, the issue with Thanksgiving is, okay, so a month before you have Halloween and you eat a crap ton of candy, and you continue eating the candy after Halloween because you have to get rid of it. And then Thanksgiving rolls along, and you have Thanksgiving, and then you eat like shit for like a week with all the leftovers and extra stuff, and family and stuff. You know, you're eating like crap. And then the next month is December, which is like the holiday season, and that's when people make all these sweets just because, like, work, they bring cookies and stuff, and then you're just eating more and more and more and more and more. Like, on those 3 months, diets just collapse onto themselves. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's just one after another. And I think if we move Thanksgiving to, like, June, you know, we eat Thanksgiving, then you got, like, the whole summer to burn it off. And then you get into Christmas, and, like, you're going to eat a lot during the Christmas season. But, like, that's okay because you can burn you have 6 months to burn it off before the next Thanksgiving again. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you strategically placed the feasts like equally apart throughout the year, it would be a lot better for you, maybe.
Movable feasts, if you will, you know, in the good Catholic tradition. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, if you moved them, I mean, who's to say that we can't move Thanksgiving to June? Like, does it really matter that much?
Yeah, I mean, what does Thanksgiving celebrate?
It's like
colonialism,
the Pilgrims
weird, like
doing some feast in fall or whatever.
Let's just say they did it in June. Like, it doesn't matter. No one knows.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, no one cares about the tradition. Like, we care about Christmas because it's, like, it's got religious significance. And same with Hanukkah and all the other ones that takes place in December. They're, like, traditionally December. Thanksgiving we just made up back in, like, the 1800s. We're just like, yep, it's in December. And, like, no one cares about, like, what we're celebrating in Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
People are just getting together to eat food. So, like, why don't we do it in June? Like, who cares? It doesn't matter.
June would be better, too, because, you know, work schedules are easier in the summer. Yeah. You could get time off to spend with your family.
Much easier, too. And the other thing about Thanksgiving in November, like, the whole month of November and December is, like, a wash for, like, 80% of companies, I feel like. Because everyone's taken off. Everyone's on holiday. And, like, I'm pretty sure a lot of companies just assume that the entire month of November, December, they're going to get, like, 2, maybe 3 weeks of work out of people. Like, if we're being really, like, really conservative there, you know what I mean? Because, like, seriously, it's like a wash. So if we moved it to June, you'd have a lot less of that, you know?
Yeah. It, even if you go to work on Thanksgiving, you're not going to be able to get anything done anyway because none of your coworkers are there.
And then, like, okay, I have the whole week of Thanksgiving off. My company was very nice, and they took the whole week off. And then I get back in, and other people get back in, and I can just tell people are thinking, like, oh, I only have, like, 2 or 3 weeks until Christmas break. Yeah. So, like, I'm not going to really work that hard. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's thinking that. So, like, that 3 weeks that you have in between is really, like, a week and a half worth of work. Because people are not focused. You know, they want their next Christmas break. So,
and they're miserable from eating so much. Like, that really affects productivity. Yeah,
and they're like, I just want to lay down and do nothing, you know. But, I mean, it's fine. So, do you have a plan for, like, getting in shape now?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
Okay, so, during Thanksgiving or maybe sometime before, during one of these holidays where we were eating a lot with family,
sure,
there were some relatives of mine talking about running in one of those, like, 5K charity races kind of things.
Sure.
And I said hell no at the time.
Right.
But then I, like, got to thinking about it. I was like, God, I could do that. I could totally do that, right?
Yep.
So I did some research. I was like, okay, so I've never run in one of these big runs before.
You've never run a marathon before. Well, it's not even a marathon. It's a 5K.
No, like, I wasn't even – we're getting there.
We're getting there. Sorry.
Yeah. Continue. I went to this charity marathon's website.
Mm-hmm.
And – it's, like, really expensive to register.
Really?
Yeah.
How much is it?
So, like, for a 5K, it's, like, $100.
To register yourself?
Yeah. Just one person.
Wait, I'm so confused.
Because they donate all of it to charity.
But it's why, like, are you... But why are you running, then?
You give money to run.
That doesn't make any sense. Is this how it always works, or is this just a special thing?
Maybe I got gypped.
This doesn't make any sense. I thought, okay, this is going to sound really stupid, but I've never done one of these either. Okay, this is going to sound really dumb now that I'm going to say it out loud, but I thought, like, if you're running a marathon, you're running, and then other people, you, like, tell people, hey, I'm running a marathon for cancer research or whatever, and then other people are inspired by you, and they donate in your name to the charity, because they're like, I'm supporting Chris in his run. Donate $5. You know what I mean? That's how I thought it worked. You know?
You would think that.
That's, like, how I always thought it worked.
Maybe not your friends, but maybe Coca-Cola could be like, for every person in your race, we'll donate $100.
Or your company or something, if they like are part of it or something. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
So you are paying $100 to run a 5K.
Yeah.
For charity.
For charity.
But, okay, so they got your money, right? You gave them
money already. They have my money.
So you don't need to run. You've done your deed.
But, okay.
The running is just like, it's just for show at this point, right?
Yes.
See, this doesn't make any sense to me.
I think if you don't run, though, it gets less attention, and then less people register, and then...
But they already got your money.
But they want to make more, so they want to make a spectacle and have people, like, on the street,
uh-huh,
running.
So do they get donations while the running is happening?
I'm not sure.
I always thought they did, but maybe they don't. If this is really how these things work, then my whole worldview of, like, charity has, like, turned upside down, basically.
Okay, but here's the thing. So the 5K was, like, 100.
Okay.
The half marathon, which is 13 miles, was, like,
a lot of miles.
110. It's only $10 more, and you get, like, three times the distance?
Don't tell me, dude.
And the marathon
oh God,
is 120.
Did you? You did,
you're like, well,
it's a good deal. I would be stupid not to buy the marathon package at this point.
It's like a sub, dude. I'm not gonna pay like $1 less for half a sub.
It's not a sub. It's you're making yourself run more distance this way. This is bad. So what do you do?
Think of it like a movie ticket, okay? Like you can only. I'm paying for the experience. I don't care about charity. Like,
oh my God.
So, I'm trying to get my money's worth.
By running more.
By running more. So I signed up for the full marathon.
Oh my God. You're dead. You're going to die.
I've never run half of that.
Okay, hold on. How much is a 5K?
5 kilometers. I think it's probably like two miles or something.
Wow. So you were going to do a 5K, which is 2 miles.
Something like
that. And instead, you've opted for 26 miles.
Yes. Because it was a better deal. And here, if you finish, they give you a medal.
Oh,
and
you're not finishing.
I thought, okay, I'll just do the 5K and get the same medals as the marathon people. I was wrong. They make special medals for each one.
But here's the thing. If you did the 5K, you would get a medal because you could finish a 5K. You're not going to be able to finish the marathon and you're not going to get any medal.
I am going to finish it.
Okay, when is this marathon?
It's in February.
Oh, that's not a lot of time. That's it's like 2 months weeks. From now.
Yeah.
All right, so what's the plan of attack here? What are you going to do to train for this?
I've been running every day.
Really?
Yeah, I really have.
This is kind of cool. I mean, you're not going to make it, but it's cool that you're doing this. I would have started with the 5K personally, but sink or swim, I guess, right?
I think I might surprise you. I ran 11 miles yesterday.
Really?
I really did, yeah.
How did you do that?
I've kind of been exercising a lot for like months now, but I haven't told anyone.
Wow. So you're doing it.
I'm serious. Yeah, I'm really going to do it.
Wow. I'm impressed. I'm really impressed. Because I could run maybe 2 miles and then I would die. I'd be like, I'm done.
You don't have to run the whole thing. You can like walk half of it.
I know. But still.
But yeah, my reasoning for doing this is, okay, it's only $20 more for like.
I liked how it was the deal that really got you into the marathon. You're like, well, it's worth it.
And I need the medal that's the biggest medal, you know? I'm not going to get the small medal. Now, big one.
Let me ask you something. If you run part of it and then walk some of it and then you finish, do you still get the medal?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You might be good then. Because, like, I was thinking of running the whole time. Like, I would die.
No, I would.
But if you can run and then walk and then run and then walk and then run and then walk, you might be fine. You might be able to do this. I mean, that's still a shit ton of miles.
Yeah.
But you said you ran 11 miles yesterday?
Yeah.
I think you can do it.
I think I can.
Now, did you run the whole time of 11 miles?
The way I did it was I ran for like 5 minutes, then walked one, then like ran five and walked one.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to develop like a sustainable pace that I can keep up.
How long did it take you to get to the point where you could run 11 miles?
I mean, I can't run a full 11.
Well, you know what I mean. The point you're at now with the run-walk thing with 11 miles. Like, how long did it take you to get there?
I've been doing this off and on for like months now. Yeah, since before I visited you, for sure.
Okay. So let's say like September-ish.
Yeah, maybe summer, yeah.
Now, before that, did you run at all?
No.
Wow. So you got to 11 miles in like 3 months, 4 months.
Yeah, if I focus on stuff, I can usually, like, figure stuff out.
I'm very impressed right now, I have to say.
Thank you.
I don't have the willpower to do this, I don't think. Like, I've always wanted to be good at stuff like this, but I think I don't have the willpower to do it. You know what I mean?
I bet you do.
I don't think I do.
I don't know. I think it's not something I would have done 5 years ago for sure. I wouldn't have cared at all, but, like, I want to be able to say I did something, like, big, and I don't really have an outlet to do something.
Now, here's the thing. If I had someone that was doing it with me, I think I'd be much more likely to follow through.
Oh, yeah.
Because then it's like, oh, good job, you got there, and then you, like, support each other as you go, but, you know... yeah, you know what I mean? Like, alone, I would get to 2 miles and be like, great job. And then I'd be like, well, that's probably good enough. We'll call it there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But going the whole thing, that's crazy. I think you can do this then. I thought when you told me you signed up for a marathon, I was like, wow, you're going from nothing to marathon right
away. No, it's not quite that.
But that's cool. I think you might be able to do it. Is this going to be a thing for you, or are you going to be a runner now?
I don't know. I'm not sold on it for sure, because it takes a lot of time, and I don't know. When I get home from work, usually the last thing I want to do is run, but usually once I start, it feels kind of good.
How often do you run?
So, I usually...
Like a couple times a week, or...?
No, I'll usually do 5 or 6 days a week, and then I'll, like... stop for like a whole week and just eat nothing but fast food and then go again. And
like 5 days a week is a lot of time.
Yeah, 5 or 6 if I'm running that week, but I'm not consistent. Sometimes I take like a whole week or 2 weeks
off. How long do you run for when you do run? Sorry, I'm asking you all these questions. I'm like,
oh, it's okay. So like on a day that I'm not running a long time, I try to run for like 45 minutes or like 50 minutes. Sure. And that's usually like 4-ish miles.
Yeah.
And then one day a week, I read this on the internet. You're supposed to like push yourself so that your body can get used to it. And then I'll do it just as long as I can.
Yeah. Yeah. However long you can go.
2 hours.
Yeah. However long you can go. Wow. That's crazy. I'm so impressed with you right now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's so cool. I wish I had the like willpower to do something like that, but I don't. I'm just a slob. It's fine. Maybe one day. Probably not. I had this like dream when I was a kid that I was like, oh yeah, when I'm like 30, I'll be like, I'll do some weird, not weird, but like I'll have some exercise-y thing that I do every day, like running or swimming or, you know, something cool, and I never did it. Never got there.
Yeah. I bet you could do like a half or even a full. You would just like injure yourself, but you could do it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I bet you could.
I'm pretty out of shape.
If we did it together.
I'm pretty out of shape.
I don't know.
Pretty out of shape. I had this like picture of myself as a teenager of like this independent, smart, young professional that would like go to like a pool in the morning at like 6 a.m. and do like 20 laps, you know, or 50 laps or something ridiculous, you know what I mean? Get out, go to work, come back, make myself dinner, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that's too much.
Stuff you see in like people do in movies and shit.
Yeah.
And now my life is get up at 8, you know, roll out of bed, take a shower, drink, you know, throw down a cup of coffee, go to work, zombie mode for 8 hours, come home, sit on the couch, eat potato chips. You know what I mean? That's my life now, you know. Very different from the one I was expecting it to be. But I guess you always have time to change, don't you? You
know. Yeah. I mean, you could start. You could pick a big goal and try to do it.
Yeah, I've never accomplished anything. I mean, that sounds really bad. No. Dude. I don't mean like that. I mean like that sounded so bad. I've never accomplished anything.
You definitely have.
I feel like I've never accomplished like a big personal thing in my life. You know what I mean? Like not professional, not career, not educational, not like life not like life milestone. I feel like I've accomplished a good amount of those. But I don't think I've ever had like a personal goal that was big that I've accomplished. Like an example would be run a marathon or I don't know what would be another one.
Fide master at chess.
Yes, exactly. Something like that. I've never had like that that I've accomplished. And you know, I've always wanted an accomplishment, but I just don't have the willpower to do it, to follow through. I get bored of things easily, and then I'm like, eh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I decided to do this. I don't know. I was, like, really hurting for something big to do.
That's so cool. I'm so impressed with you. That's really neat.
Thanks.
You need to give us an update every week on your progress of how you're doing on your running and seeing if you're, like, able to do the marathon. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Because I want to hear it week by week. And the cool thing about the marathon is even if you don't finish it, which I think you will at this point.
I think I will, yeah.
Even if you don't, it's still an accomplishment. You know what I mean?
Like, to try,
Do it, it's just... It's I respect
that. If I'm being honest, though, if I don't finish it, that's going to be crushing.
I think you'll finish.
That will be devastating.
I think the key will be like... How, like, because I'm assuming they do something where they're like, oh, this guy won the marathon or whatever, right?
Yeah.
The interesting thing will be, like, how well do you do it? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
they rank you at the end.
Right, and that'll be I think you'll probably finish. If you can run 11 miles, you can do a marathon. But the interesting thing will be, like, how do you rank, you know, with the other people?
Yeah.
I don't, it doesn't really matter. If you finish, you finish, but... Interesting to see. I don't know. There are people out there that like run a marathon all the time. It's kind of
cool. Yeah, there are. Do you know Eddie Izzard? Do you know that guy?
Mm-hmm, the comedian? Yeah.
Did you know that he ran 30 marathons in 30 days?
Are you serious?
I'm serious, yeah.
That's insane. How do you even do that? Like, how do you...
In his case, I was like, I don't know if I was reading his book or listening to him talk or something, but he said he had like a... midlife crisis and was like, I need to do a goal.
Exercise, yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, physical goal.
Something. Yeah, and he's like crazy, so he's going even beyond the one marathon. He started with, I'm doing 30 in 30 days.
That's
God
so
damn it.
That's so crazy.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Yeah, he started at zero, too.
So really?
That's inspirational. Yeah.
How the... That's amazing. That's incredible. I hope one day to be able to say that I did something cool like that.
I bet you will.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Are you ready for your first trivia question?
Yeah.
Okay, I have to warn you, the trivia site I got these questions from today is terrible. So, with that in mind, what do you want your first lifeline to be?
I'll choose 50-50.
Okay. Name the largest planet in the universe. Is it A, Jupiter, B, the Sun, C, Cygni BB, or D, Proxima Centauri B?
Two of these are stars.
Well, you know, Jupiter, the Sun, Cygni BB, or Proxima Centauri B?
Oh, no.
What do you got? The trivia site I got was really bad, so just keep that in mind.
It could be any of these,
could
honestly.
Be any of them. Could be any of them. What are you leaning towards?
I think it's either Jupiter or the Sun.
Okay. You are aware that... Okay, yeah. No, I know. The universe is different than the solar system.
Yes.
Is my point. And Jupiter is probably not the largest planet in the universe. But, I mean, maybe in this question's weird version of logic and reasoning, it is. So,
yeah.
I mean, you never know.
You ever talk to people about space and you kind of feel that their idea of, like, the solar system in the universe is not that different?
What do you mean?
Like... Someone could say, oh, the solar system, and then talk about the universe, and they're kind of like interchangeable.
Oh, but they're
to
not
some people.
At all. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The you solar know what I mean
system
by
is
that?
Just a small part of the universe.
Yeah.
You know, the universe has many systems of solar things, you know.
Yeah, planets even.
Planets, big planets that are bigger than Jupiter, probably. Yeah, no, I think people get them kind of mixed up sometimes. I think it's hard to conceptualize space.
Yeah.
Because it's so big, you know, and at some point you get to the point where it's like, okay, this is way bigger than this, but they're both really big, so you just kind of use them interchangeably at that point. But yeah, solar system, universe, galaxies in between. Solar system, galaxy, universe, right? That's how it goes.
Yeah, and they're all way bigger than anything I've ever seen, so...
Yeah. So what are you thinking? Jupiter, the Sun, Cygni BB, Proxima Centauri B. Those are your options.
I kind of want to go with the Sun.
The most counterintuitive answer of all of them.
Well, I'm trying to analyze the person that wrote this question, because the person that wrote it thinks they know the biggest planet in the universe, for one.
That's true. They do.
And... Like, I'm trying to think like that, you know?
You're trying to,
like,
get in their headspace, is what I'm saying. Yeah.
So, like, they would think, okay, what's the biggest thing you see in the sky? That's the universe, right?
And yeah.
That is the sun.
That's the sun. No, you're right. So it's got it. By that logic, it has to be the sun.
Yeah.
Are you going to go with sun?
I'm going to do 50-50, but...
Okay. It's either Jupiter or the sun.
Great.
So what do you think? What do you got?
I'll go with the sun. Final answer.
It's Jupiter.
Okay.
I mean, it's not really Jupiter, but according to this person on the internet, it's Jupiter. Jupiter is the largest planet in the universe. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, now you know. You can tell your children that. You know. You can tell your kids that Jupiter is the largest planet in the universe. What a great trivia website I just found. It's triviaquestions.com, but it has two S's with question. So it's triviaquestions.com. It's like they wanted to be triviaquestions.com, but that was taken by a legitimate site. And they're like, well, how do we distinguish ourselves? I really want this name. And like, just add an S to the end of questions. And like, okay. Like, they could have come up with a different name, but they really wanted the name Trivia Questions. And the only way they could figured out to do it, would be add an S at the end of Trivia Questions.
Yeah, they didn't even think to add a 1 or anything. I mean, added that S and were like, it's the same thing.
Or
like,
they could have been triviaquestion.com or question trivia or triviaquestions.net, you know, or .org. I don't know. It's fine. It is what it is. Clearly, any Joe Schmo can write questions on here. You don't need any kind of educational background to put questions into this thing, because, you know, they have no moderation. They just throw them in there, it looks like, and you read them and they're wrong, and that's that. So the rest of these, I have no idea if they're right either, but we'll get to them when we get to them. The other thing that I want to talk about on the show today is, well, we had like two topics. I didn't know if you wanted to get into the funny one first or the more serious.
Let's get serious.
Oh, the serious one. Are you sure you want to get into this?
Yeah, I'm serious. Let's get serious.
So I had like I don't remember. When did I message you this? Like yesterday or something?
Yeah, it was yesterday, I think.
And it was about like elitism, you know? And how people are very elitist. I mean, all the time. They've been there since the dawn of time.
Specifically on the internet, I think, was your concern.
Yeah, specifically on the internet. And I think that people have been elitists forever. Like, it's not something new. But I feel like it's kind of magnified on the internet a little bit, because on the internet, we're able to, like, it's more about, like, displaying your ego for everyone to see. You know what I mean? You're kind of bragging on the internet. Like, that's kind of the point of parts of the internet, bragging and, like, showing how good at something you are and how great you are. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe even the point of most of the usable internet is showing bragging. Your ego. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, like, elitists have always existed, and they've always bragged. But it's so easy to brag on the internet now that I feel like we are almost rewarding elitists for being elitists, because people don't realize when someone's full of shit versus when someone's actually knowledgeable about something.
Yeah.
And there's an interesting thing that happens on the internet when I'm gonna use a bad example, and you might not like this example, but it's fine. I'm gonna use that famous scientist guy that is always on Twitter. I forget his name.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yes. Yes, I'm gonna use him as an example. He is a very smart physicist, clearly.
Is he?
I think so. I mean, okay, let's not argue about that. Let's just say he's good at his field. He knows what he's talking about, okay?
Yeah.
100%. Like, maybe he's not, but I'm going to say he is. For the sake of argument, he's great.
He for sure went to school, yeah.
He for sure knows more about that stuff than I do, 100%. And he knows that. Now, we've given him a platform with the internet to talk about stuff that he knows a lot about. We've also given him a platform to talk about stuff that he knows absolutely nothing about or thinks he knows about. But because we've already elevated to this pedestal of, oh, he knows a lot about physics, which is true, we're kind of giving him like a pass on all the other stuff that he says. And it's kind of, being elitist in ways that isn't, you're not knowledgeable about something, but because you have knowledge of something else, you think you have knowledge of something else, so you're being an elitist about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And because of the valid elitism he has with physics, we're also kind of transferring that. Some people are transferring that to other things that he says. And you look back in the past couple of years, and he said some really weird stuff about things that aren't about physics. And people are like, some people are like, oh, great. And other people are like, that's retarded. You know what I mean? But it's because we are receptive to elitists. So there's this weird thing on the internet where if someone is like really smart about one thing, we're like paying attention to them about all these other things that normally, if we didn't have the internet, we wouldn't be paying attention to them about that because they wouldn't have a platform. But now that they do, it's like you're either an elitist about everything or you're just some guy, you know?
Yeah. I think Neil deGrasse Tyson is a really good example of this specifically.
Yeah.
Like, yes, he's very smart, but have you read the way that guy posts?
I mean, I don't really follow him or anything. So.
He posts on the internet and talks in interviews and stuff like he's like a drunk eighth grade science teacher trying to impress like his successful friends. That's right. The vibe I get from Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's a weird vibe to get.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the thing is, like, he talks about science a lot in that elitist way, and maybe he's valid to be elitist on that, but he talks about everything in that same kind of way. Like, he knows more than everybody else about any topic, you know what I mean? And that bothers me because nobody knows everything about everything, and because someone knows something about something doesn't mean they have any, you should even care about their opinions on anything else. But because we're kind of deifying somebody in their knowledge, we're giving them permission to be elitist about everything else, you know, and it's shitty. It's a problem, you know?
Yeah.
Because they have a million followers or whatever. You know?
I think he's kind of a jerk. I don't know. Like that guy in particular, I'm not saying this about all scientists or anything, but that guy in particular, he strikes me as a real jerk. When he posts, everything is just snarky and kind of rude, and I don't think he's posting to educate. He's just trying to get like a gotcha on somebody single time he opens his mouth.
Yeah, which is annoying. And it's elitist, exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. But like, we're as a society on the internet are like giving them the permission to do it. And that's the aspect that bothers me. Like, the fact that he does that, like, yeah, it bothers me, but like, if we ignored it, who cares? But the fact that we're like, as a society, we're like, we're giving them the platform and being like, it's fine to be a dickbag on the internet about this kind of thing. Yeah. That's the part that bothers me. I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like elitists. It's annoying. And I feel like we like to amplify it a lot. Like, people like to amplify elitists, you know, because it seems like they know what they're talking about. They're very confident and aren't challenged a lot because they're famous and they know a lot about this other thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, if I challenged Neil deGrasse Tyson about something that wasn't physics related, I would be dogpiled on by a lot of people, I'm sure, and him. And even if my argument was great, like amazing, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Because we are choosing to see him as an elite person
that
cannot be wrong about something. You know what I mean? And I think that's dangerous. You know, I think it's silly and I think it's dangerous.
Yeah, it's dangerous and it just sucks.
It does suck.
It's like and not it's, fun. It makes me angry.
It's not fun to read and it makes you angry when you read it. And I just wish people were nicer about educating people. You know? Yeah. And like having opinions about things.
Yeah, that's how you say that. You can tell, like, that's, I think, what drives me crazy about him. He's not there to educate you. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. He doesn't care if you learn. He just wants to seem better
than you. Yeah,
yeah.
And that's what I'm talking. Like, it's all about you being better than someone else. It's not about like I'm going to educate this person about this, or I'm going to tell them about this, or my argument about this. It's like, no, I just need to prove that I'm better than this person and this other person and this other person. And it's like at the end of the day, you're just making people angry at you. You know, like it's not helping anything. They're not going to go home and be like, oh, that guy that called me an idiot, I'm going to read about all the things that he said so I can educate myself. Like, no, they're going to be like, I'm never reading about that again because I don't want to be called an idiot, you know, for misunderstanding it or whatever.
People like him are why a lot of people don't like school, because you get these jerk teachers that just
that think they know.
They have the same attitude.
Yeah. And they think they know everything about everything. And people that think they know everything are dumb. In my opinion, they're dumber than everybody else. I mean, they might know a lot about one thing, but the fact that they think they are more knowledgeable than everyone else, I think makes them a dumber person in general. Like, I know that I don't know a lot of things.
Yeah.
And in that sense, I'm going to be a little elitist here. I think I'm smarter than Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I think you're smarter than him, too. I think
people you are as well.
I think people can honestly learn more from you than that man.
Thank you. I really mean that in all sincerity. Right back at you.
I've listened. I mean, I haven't done it often, but I've listened to episodes of our podcast, and I've learned more about life from them listening to you talk than I have anything that man has said.
Oh yeah, 100%. Yeah, same for you. Absolutely. Yeah. All I've learned from Neil deGrasse Tyson. No, you know what? I've learned all that from the Science Channel, like from other things. He's just told me things I've already known before that I could look at on Discovery Network or whatever. You know what I mean?
So why has he got this big following? Do you think, all right, here's a theory. Do you think it's because that style of gotcha, like I'm going to get you with my knowledge, I'm better than you, is it because that appeals to the lowest common denominator of people? And because of that, like there's just more volume of lesser people to be elitist?
Maybe. I don't know. Because I feel like most people... I feel like the lowest common denominator are going to take offense to that more, right? They're going to be like, oh, he's being mean to me because I don't know anything about anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. I think it's just because we as a society these days are – maybe cynical is the wrong word because I'm very cynical. It's like – I don't know. There's like this word that we need to come up with for our like generation. It's not cynicism and it's not sarcasm, but it's like close to those, but like worse. You know what I mean? Like in a worse way. Because like cynicism is like you're cynical. You like you don't believe things and you make light of bad situations. And sarcasm is like, you know, you're same kind of deal. Like cynical is more you're thinking of the world as bad, and sarcasm is you're making light of bad situations. Mm-hmm. And our generation is kind of like those. But it's kind of darker than that. Like, it's not playful like those are, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, my view of the world is very cynical, but it's in, like, a playful kind of way. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm aware that everything sucks, but, like, I laugh about it, you know? But our generation is, like, everything sucks.
And I want to make you feel bad about it.
Yeah, like. And I want to make you feel bad about it. And, like, if I feel bad about everything sucking... then so should you.
Yeah.
You know? That's actually exactly what it is.
Neil deGrasse Tyson. I bet you he doesn't feel bad about everything sucking. I think he just wants other people to feel bad.
In general.
Like, he doesn't... Maybe that's why I bet you he loves everything.
And that's probably why people like him, because he's like, oh, he makes me feel bad, and he's making other people feel bad, too. Got him! Yeah! Everyone else feels bad. Like, that's what our society is about right now. It's not about feeling good. It's about making other people feel just as bad as you feel right now.
Yeah.
I think we really got to a breakthrough right here. Like, I'm serious. Like, I think this is, like, you hit the nail on the head. Because, like... The people that have learned, quote-unquote, from scientists like him, now are, they don't have to feel as bad because they know. But they felt bad that one at one point, right? So now they want him to get all those people that so they can feel bad, too, and go through that bad feeling. Because they had to go through it, too, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the internet. That's the internet in a nutshell right there. Make them feel bad because I have to feel bad sometimes. So everyone should have to feel bad.
Yeah, this is probably building too. Like, there's probably a vortex of the I feel bad, therefore you should feel bad, because the internet is getting so bad that it's driving away any good thing you could put on it.
It's true. I'm going to make a movie analogy right now. This is probably really stupid, but have you seen Ghostbusters 2?
Yes, I have.
Okay, in the bottom of the city, there's like this ooze that's accumulating out of all the bad emotions that people are feeling. That's what's happening with the internet right now. It's like all the bad. And I feel like at some point it's just going to blow up. Yeah. You know? I don't know how, but
well, I don't know. All the good people are leaving.
They are. This is going to sound shitty, but, like, sometimes I want to leave, too. Not the whole internet, obviously, but, like, the part of the internet where you communicate with people.
Yeah, like, you know? Is there somewhere else where we can live in this internet? Like,
like, is there, like, a nice part of the internet that we can go and, like, hang out at? You know, I want to go there.
Right, so the part of the internet everybody communicates in, can we... Would it be smart to, like, pick a physical location to replicate? Is there a metaphor for that?
What do you mean?
Like the bad side of town. Like, ooh, this
is... Oh, yeah, the bad side of town, yeah. It's like Chicago, you know?
Except it's not, like, romantic and there's not successful people there.
It's Detroit. It's Detroit. Yeah. That's a bad example, too. But, yeah, no, I mean, it's like the bad part of town. But the whole town. Oh, you know Judge Dredd? How, like, the whole... country is one giant city,
yeah,
but it's like really shitty. That's it right there. Like, it's really bad, you know.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, Judge Dredd City, some like weird miserable dystopian
megapolis one or whatever the hell it's called. But I feel like I want a good part of the internet. Like, I want to go to the good part, you know, where people are nice and, you know, they're not mean to each other. And I don't know, being sarcastic is fine, but I feel
like if you're funny, yeah.
We've jumped over sarcasm. Like, that was too early 2000s, right? Like, that was the humor. It was all sarcasm. We've evolved past sarcasm into some other... I don't even know if I'd call it humor. Because it's not funny. Humor. It's not funny anymore, you know? Yeah. We've jumped over sarcasm, we pass over cynicism, and we're in some darker discourse land. Where everything is bad and nothing is good, and you need to feel bad about it because I feel bad about it too, you know? And it's all negative all the time.
If you knew someone that had never been on the internet before in their life,
I would be their best friend, probably.
Would you invite them to participate in the internet now?
No way. No way. I would not want to taint an individual that hasn't been on the internet before. You know what I mean? Like, I would not want to do that to somebody.
So, to like, make our analogy deeper...
I would give them Wikipedia access, and that's it.
Yeah. You wouldn't bring them over to your house for Thanksgiving, where your house is in the internet land, metropolis.
This is tough.
You would go visit them instead and never bring them to your place.
I wouldn't want to taint them. It's like in Star Trek... You know, when they, like, go to the other planets that haven't had technology yet and they have the Prime Directive and they're like, don't mess with them, you know what I mean? It'd be like that. It'd be like, no, we don't want to mess with them, you know? If they want to get the internet, they'll figure it out. Like,
Yeah.
leave them be. They're innocent. They don't know yet, you know.
Yeah, it's also because I feel shame for being on the internet as it is now. Like, I don't like to tell people I have a Twitter because they'll be like, oh, dude.
Like, I love it, but
you
I
hang out
it.
There.
It's the best and worst invention in the world. It really is. It's great that we can share. Like, the convenience it has is great. But the communication part of it is awful. And there's nothing that you can learn on the internet that you can't learn from a book. Or from somebody else. It's true. So you're not really losing out by not being on the internet. You're losing out on a lot of convenience. You're losing out on easy and efficient communication. But you're not losing knowledge, I don't think.
Maybe not knowledge, but you are sort of missing what everybody's doing right now.
Which is being negative, though. Like, you're missing the shit. And, like... Are you happy that you're not missing? Like, are you glad that you're there for that right there? You know what I mean? Like, what do you? Okay, if you stop using the internet today, let's say you can go on Wikipedia and you can read the. No, you can't read the news. That would be bad.
No,
too.
You can't do that.
You can't. You can read Wikipedia. You can read like encyclopedia sites. That's it. That's all you can do. And you can like pay your bill. You know, like we can do like bill pay. You know, the convenience stuff like. The stuff that you can do, like filling out forms and shit, like that, all you can do. But communicating, no, not a thing. What would you miss out on? Like, what would you be missing? Like, let's think about it. You wouldn't have Twitter anymore. You wouldn't have any forums that you could post on. You wouldn't read the news about terrible things happening. So, what are you missing? Like, is any of that stuff bringing you joy and happiness in your life?
But it is like. The biggest thing that's ever happened. Ever.
But what do you miss? But what are you missing?
Like the biggest thing that's ever happened.
Is your life detrimental because you're missing out on it?
I'm not sure.
I don't think it is. Like you're missing out on the biggest thing ever. You say that now, but 50 years maybe it's not the biggest thing ever anymore.
You know,
it's the biggest thing right now. And everyone wants to be... Here's another thing. I'm sorry we're getting so off topic. But it's fine. This is an interesting episode. I think everyone wants to be in the moment today. Yeah. We're all deathly afraid of missing out on stuff. So we're always plugged into the things. But the things that we would be missing out on are all bad. You know? Like, they're all bad news. So it's like... Yeah, you're on the internet. You can know immediately when the next person dies that's sad. But like, are you really happy that you got that news 24 hours before somebody else? Like, is that make your life better? Like, no, that has no bearing on your life in any way. You know, you just got the bad news before everyone else. Like, okay, great. Good job. You know? Like
Yeah, you're right. Miss?
You see what I mean? Like, I don't know what you'd be... I mean, I know being plugged in is important, but it doesn't feel like it's worth it sometimes.
Yeah.
I guess that's my point.
Yeah. It's fun to do what everybody else is doing. It's, like, really fun to, like, feel that you're, like, with it.
Part of something.
Part of something,
and not missing out on a big thing.
But it's pretty miserable.
But, like... The missing out thing is really interesting, too, because I think that's a lot of what draws people to be on the internet all the time. Like, they don't want to miss anything. Like, oh, this Twitter meme, I miss this one if I'm not on the internet. But, like, have you ever been part of something on the internet and then, like, you know, it passed, and then you're like, God damn it, I'm so glad I was on the internet during this instance because I would be missing out on it otherwise. Has that ever happened to you?
Not really.
It's happened to me one time on the internet.
What was it?
It was Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. That was a really good one.
That is the one thing I can think of that if I wasn't on the internet, I would be sad that I missed it because it was very fun, and I had a great week during that week because it was very fun, and it was collective, and it was happy, and there was no cynicism or whatever this dark word that we're going to come up with later in the show is. It was just wholesome and good. And that's the one thing I can think of that was like, oh, I would really be sad if I missed that. Everything else, like if I missed some meme or whatever, who cares? Doesn't matter. I don't care. You know? I forget them within a day.
I agree with you. Actually, I mean, maybe there's a few things on Twitch that I've seen, like big StarCraft tournaments or whatever.
So, like, a few things. There's definitely a couple things.
That's basic. But, that's like TV, though. That's not really the internet.
There's a handful of things, probably, for me, too. But yeah. Twitch plays Pokemon is the first thing I thought of. But in the grand scheme of things, that's five out of millions of things that I've seen on the internet in the 20 years that it's been around. You know what I mean? Like, five things. You know? It's like, is it worth five things? Maybe. I don't know. Probably not. So, I don't know. That's just my opinion of that. We need to come up with a word that's not cynicism and not sarcasm. It's like this other dark thing. I don't know what it is, but think about it while I tell you this next trivia question. What do you want for your lifeline on this one?
I'll do Monty Hall on this one.
Monty Hall. All right, perfect. Sorry we got so off topic on the internet stuff, but it's really interesting. All right, Monty Hall. What is the fear of closely packed holes called? Is it atelophobia, trypophobia, tripopophobia, pogonophobia, or okophobia?
The fear of holes? What?
The fear of closely packed holes.
What?
It's like a lot of holes in something. It's like
a lotus leaf or something.
If you saw something with like a bunch of holes in it from a bug, or like you walk in the desert and there's like holes everywhere, or like, I don't know, a honeycomb.
That's what? It's a weird fear.
It is. So is it eletophobia, trypophobia, pogonophobia, or oikophobia?
Oikophobia.
Trypophobia, pogonophobia, oikophobia.
Oikophobia sounds like it's not it.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Because... oik. I don't know. That's not a hole.
Because oik.
Yeah. I'm leaning towards trypophobia.
Why is that? Those are two different ones. You got trypophobia and pogonophobia. Those are two separate answers.
I don't know. Pogo no was the one that sounds
pogo no sounds very holy, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds like po, there's the hole. Go, no. Don't go to the hole, right?
In Latin, it means don't go into the hole phobia.
There might be bees in it. You never know.
In the honeycomb.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. So trypophobia, pogonophobia, etalophobia, or oikophobia. You want to use your money hole?
Yeah, I'm going to lock in oikophobia.
Okay, it's either oikophobia or trypophobia.
Oh, trip, like trip in a hole? I get it.
Nothing, it's not, it doesn't all have to be with, like, falling into holes. I like how you're using the, like, sounds of the words. Like, oh, you're tripping into a hole. Got it. Yeah. It doesn't even spell that way. But whatever.
And it's a fear of small holes that you can't even fall in, like.
Mm-hmm. So tripo or oiko?
Yeah, I'm going to guess tripo. Final answer.
Tripophobia is correct.
Yeah.
You got it. Pogono. Don't fall in the hole. I like that phrase, though. Pogono. Like, pogo, no. Like, po is hole, go is go, and no is no.
Yeah.
Pogo, no, don't fall in the hole. You know? That could be... Yeah, we'll get back to it. What else do we have today? Do we have some Raditz today?
Pogonocynicism. Pogonocism.
See, that's where I was going with that. You're on the same page as me. Yes, that's where I was going. Pogonocism. Pogonocism.
Pogonocism. Ooh, that's good.
You can spell gnosism like Gnostic.
Like Gnostic.
Whoa, because then it's like knowledge.
Yeah,
pogonocism.
Say it again.
Pogonocism.
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 Pogonocism. Ooh. I really like it.
Pogonocism. It's good, right?
Isn't, like, Gnostic, the whole gnosism thing, like, supposed to be enlightenment, too? So it's, like, kind of the opposite.
Gnosis means knowledge in Latin. So pogonocism would be whole, don't go in the hole of knowledge.
Okay.
Ism. Which is back to the elitism thing.
Man, yeah, this is really coming around. You don't go in.
The
There might be bees.
You don't go in because it's better to be ignorant and not know about it.
And not participate.
About all the shitty stuff.
Yeah.
Pogo no schism. There might be bees. There might be bees.
That's the catchphrase. I don't know.
There might be, and there's a lot of bees in the internet. Pogonosism. That's it. Did we have Reddits today? I forgot.
We did.
You want to do some?
Sure.
Or do you want to do the other topic? Or do you want to save that for another
show? Let's save that. I don't think I can do that one justice this week.
It's so good that I don't want to...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
First Reddit question of the day. You hear a knock on the front door, and when you open it, it's just you from a parallel universe. What reason do you think your clone has gone knocking at the door? By the way, thank you, StygianX1101, for asking.
Stygian. That's like a... What does that mean, Stygian?
I know there's Stygian Desolator, which is a magic card.
I love how, like, half of your knowledge of words is from magic. Yeah. Well, I know Phyrexian whatever is da-da-da. Yeah, I don't know. I think Stygian is like a creature. Anyway, if I open my door and I see myself from a parallel universe, why would I be there? Is that the question?
Yeah, why are you there?
Parallel me, not actual me?
Yeah. Or why do you think parallel you is there? I know what I would be thinking.
What do you think?
I think parallel me is lost.
What do you mean?
He needs directions to somewhere in the past that he forgot for some reason.
So he went back in time, or no?
Yeah.
He went back in time?
Yeah, maybe, or like there's some experiment or something.
Parallel universe, and he needs to find something, and he doesn't know where it is, but he knows that present him would know, or
yeah,
the current universe him would know.
And he needs directions.
So he's basically coming to ask you for help.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, I could see that. I don't know if I'd go ask myself for help. Because here's what I would do. Let's say I go into a parallel universe with other me in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm parallel me now in this example, right? Okay. I'm crossing over. I don't think I would go find myself because I've always been of the opinion that if I met a clone of myself, I would kill them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I would, I've made my mind up about this like a long time ago. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Because I don't think it's right universally for two of me to exist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this is not like a religious thing. It's more of a philosophical thing. Like, I don't think it works with two people alive. Like, I think it was when I saw... I'm going to spoil this movie from people now. It's when I saw... Have you seen The Prestige?
Yeah.
Okay. It's when I saw The Prestige. I was like, yep, I'm gonna kill my clone.
That's the way to go. You drown him.
Well, in The Prestige, he's drowning himself, and then his clone is keep going.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, that's the weird thing. Like, if you have two of you... What happens to your life? Because there can only be one of you in the world, in the like system of government that we have, the politics, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So like what happens when you have two? Like,
well, if it's you, then you guys fight, I guess.
You have to. Like, there's the ultimate conclusion is you kill each other. Like, that's the only thing that could happen. Because you both want your life. And you're like, it's my life. It's like, no, it's my life. And it's like, okay, what happens? Like, you fight to the death, and then one person claims it.
So I don't think that's what I would do personally, but I think it's more... I think your response is way more interesting, so let's go with what you said. So parallel you shows up to your door. Mm-hmm. Parallel you knows that you are going to kill them.
Because parallel me is me.
Yeah. So there must be a really good reason...
Maybe parallel me screwed their life up so much in the parallel universe.
Yeah.
They're looking for the better version of their life. So they want to go to parallel me to kill me to take my place.
That's such a good idea. They can they didn't have to work for everything you've done. They'll just kill you and just keep going.
This is a really good science fiction novel story. You know?
Well, I mean, depending on who wins, like, I know you, and, like, I think anyone listening to this would agree, like, I think even if you killed Parallel You, it would affect your life, you know?
What do you mean?
So, like, it's not a good outcome for real you either way. Even if you win.
I mean, they're both real me. So are we saying I'm the murderer in this situation? Like, I'm Parallel Me, I go in, I kill other me, real me. I kill Universe Prime me, if you will.
Yeah.
Take his place, and then that, like, haunts me for the whole my whole life, right?
Yeah.
Right? That would happen to me. Like, I would be sad about it or whatever, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting to think about. That would, all right, that's a cool book idea, because you could write it in a way that would be, like, you didn't actually know who won.
Yeah, like, the person at the end, like, you don't know if it was original or parallel
who
took over. It's a cool idea. Here's the other thing that's weird about this. You know me, I would never kill anyone, period. Like, that's just, you know, I would never do that. I don't violence. That's just not something I do. If I had to kill somebody, no, I would never have. I would never kill somebody anyway. But, like, if I were to kill somebody, the only person I could see killing would be me. So this checks out in that way. Like, This is the only way that I could use violence to help my life, if that makes sense.
Is if Parallel You showed up on your door
and killed present prime me. Because I would never threaten someone else with violence to, like, improve my life, but I would kill Parallel Me to do it. It is something that would cross my mind that I might do given the situation, given the circumstances, you know, if I had the access to the technology.
Cool.
It's kind of wild to think about that, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wonder if I'm Parallel Me or regular me in this situation.
I've been thinking about it as both, like, from both sides.
Like, would I be, like, am I current configuration of my life? Is that at risk of a Parallel Me murdering me? Or am I at risk of becoming Parallel Me to kill a good version of me? Does that make sense?
Yeah, which side do you think you're closer to?
I don't know, honestly. I think if you asked me this 3 years ago, I would 100% tell you I'm the murderer. Okay. But now I think I might be, you know, I might be the prime one that is at risk. You know. Yeah.
Maybe you are at risk because, you know, in that separate timeline where 3 years ago, I don't know, you were closer to the murdering one, maybe that one split off and he's still.
Yeah.
He just kept going.
And maybe the murderer one has done the episode of this podcast or is doing it right now and is having this exact thought that I'm thinking about right now. Mm-hmm. And in the future, whenever this technology exists, he's going to enact this plan to take over my life. And because of the fact that we're talking about this right now is putting the effects into motion that could culminate in this actually happening.
Okay, so here's you got to get a security system. first thing, you got to get one.
This is the wildest thought experiment we've ever had on the show. I have to have a security system.
Right. You should get like a dog or.
But wouldn't Parallel Me know all about the security system that I have? No, because he has a different life.
Yeah,
he's not as successful.
Else. Yeah.
He's not as successful as me. Because at some point it branched, right?
Yes.
We don't know exactly where that was. But he would know what I would do.
He would. So you have to do something really unexpected.
But he would expect that because he's me. He would be like, I got this all figured out. But it would be like, I already, you know.
Yeah.
We would both plan for each other in really weird ways. Do you think you're the prime version or you're the murderer version?
I would. Prime or murderer.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it is tough. I think I'm closer to prime. I wouldn't.
That's good.
I wouldn't go take over another version of myself. That kind of goes against how I feel about
this. This reminds me of three different things. One of them is the movie Looper. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Looper.
Yeah, I've seen Looper.
It's kind of similar to that. I mean, it's time travel, but like a person, the person is trying to kill their past self or whatever. The other thing it reminds me of, that dumb thought experiment that I hate, is Rocco's Basilisk. I don't know if you've heard of that.
No, I've never heard of that.
It's like this stupid thought experiment that's like, in the future, there's like this sentient AI that's taking over the world and trying to like enslave humanity. And if you think about him now and you don't help him to achieve takeover, he's going to punish you in the future for not helping him, basically. Mm,
okay.
So it's like even the thought of thinking about him and like not helping or helping him become sentient AI, take over the world, is impacting your future, basically. But I don't like it because it's stupid. But this is more real than that, because me thinking about this plan is having parallel version of myself having the same thoughts
and yep.
potentially, you know what I mean? This is more realistic, in my opinion. I forgot what the other thing was. It reminded me of something else, and I forgot what it was.
The Prestige.
It's a shame. No, there's something else, too. I don't remember. It's a cool thought experiment.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wow, that was a deep question. I really liked that. I liked a lot.
Would you like to do one more? We might have time.
Yeah. I mean, we have one trivia left.
Oh, let's do that.
Okay, really quick, and then we can do yours if we have time. Oh, God, I had some other cool thing I wanted to say about the parallel thing, but I forgot what it was. Maybe I'll remember the end of this trivia. Okay, rarer than blood type O, what is the rarest blood type?
Damn it.
It's not type O. Is it the Burmese blood group, the Bombay blood group, the Caracas blood group, or the Cucamonga blood group?
This isn't real.
It's real. It's real. Burmese blood group, Bombay blood group, Caracas blood group, or Cucamonga blood group?
Bombay, Cucaraba.
Burmese, say? Bombay, Caracas, Cucamonga.
Is Baraka one of them?
Caracas.
Caracas. Dang.
Burmese, Bombay, Caracas, Cucamonga.
So there's a Burmese python. I don't know. That's all I got for that one.
I love where your head goes with that one. Yep. There is a Burmese python.
Caracas, Bombay. Caracas. That's Cucamonga. In India?
Caracas or Bombay? Bombay is in India, yes.
There's a lot of people in India. So
do you want me to spoil the question for you? I mean, I'm not spoiling the answer, but I'll spoil the question.
Sure.
All of these are places.
Oh, yeah.
Burma, Bombay, Caracas, Cucamonga, all places.
I haven't heard of Cucaracha.
Cucamonga,
yeah.
I haven't heard of Cucaracha. Burmese, Bombay, Caracas, Cucamonga. Oh, you have a lifeline you can use.
It's okay. I'll go with final answer.
Cucamonga? You're going with Cucamonga?
Or is it Burma?
No, you can go with Cucamonga if you want.
Burma's in Vietnam, because Alfred was there when he was in the Vietnam War. That's how I know that.
It's not in Vietnam, it's the north of Vietnam, actually. It's
do like you remember right that part of the movie? I was in Burma.
No, what was that? What movie? What are you talking about?
It's in The Batman? Dark Knight.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, when he's talking about being in the Burmese jungle.
I found
the guy that burned down everything, the size right? Of
a tangerine. Oh,
yeah.
Exactly.
I like how all your knowledge is from movie, like places, is from movies, animals, or magic cards. It's like,
yep.
Well, there's a python, there's Alfred, and there's this magic card. I'm just kidding. All right, Burma, Bombay, Caracas, Cucamonga. What do you got?
I'll go with Cucamonga, final answer.
Cucamonga is unfortunately incorrect.
Damn it.
Would you like to take another swing?
Sure. Caracas, final answer.
That is also incorrect.
Burma, final answer.
Nope, it's Bombay blood group.
There's a lot of people there.
Well, that's what it's called, Bombay blood group. I don't know. I'm not a blood scientist. I don't know why it's called that. I don't think everyone in Bombay has this type of blood. I just think they probably found it in Bombay or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah. Anyway, what was your last Reddit that you wanted to do?
How would the Harry Potter universe be different if it was written by Stephen King? Thanks, Loki Leela, for asking this.
Well, everyone would die at the end, probably.
Yeah. There would probably be some weird mist that makes you do weird stuff.
Yeah. the magic would be a lot more dangerous in, like, a bad way. Like, you can, like, kill people, like, if you accidentally do something wrong or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think they would be longer. Like, the books would be physically larger.
Yes, I agree. They'd probably take place in a really weird area. Like, not England anymore. It'd be, like, in Maine or something.
Yeah, it's usually in Maine.
It's in Maine. That's where, like, Hogwarts is. You know?
That would be a huge Maine. Difference. It would be in America. Harry Potter would be, like, American magic school.
Yeah. It wouldn't be Hogwarts anymore. It'd be something else. And his name wouldn't be Harry Potter. It'd be, like, James Smith or something like that. You know?
Yeah.
Stephen... I don't know. Stephen something.
It needs to be a bad name, keeping in tradition with Harry Potter, because that's not a good name. Stephen Smith is pretty bad.
Like, Stephen Smith is awful. Stephen Cobbler.
Yes, there it is. It's the worst name. It's perfect. What about Ron? Let's just do Ron real quick. Ron Weasley is...
Jerry
Paisley.
That's terrible. And what would Hermione be? That's such a weird name already. You got to pick a weird, like, girl name in America.
Oh, wait. Nevaeh. That's heaven spelled backwards. You know parents that do that.
Nevaeh. I don't remember her last name. Granger or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Stephen Cobbler. And the Philosopher's Stone. Because we call it that in America.
We don't call it the Sorcerer's Stone.
Stephen Cobbler and the Philosopher's Stone. And Hogwarts would be like Buckwarts or something. Yeah. I don't know what it would be called. Not warts. Buck.
There's a place in Florida where you can go mudding called Hogwallers.
That's it.
That's a
Oh, God. That's it. Stephen Cobbler going to Hogwallers.
With Jeremy Paisley. With
Jeremy Paisley. They're best friends. Oh, God. Yep. That's it. That's the one.
We have time for one more if you want to do one more quickly. Let's do it.
Yeah, why not? I'm still trying to remember what the other thing I wanted to say about the parallel universe thing.
Maybe I can help you. I'm good at this.
It was so interesting. You ever had something really interesting off the top of your head and then you lose it?
Yeah, I hate
and then you're like, and then you like never get it back.
Right, let's work on it. What color is it? Think real quick.
I don't remember. We were talking about me murdering myself on my doorstep. And we were thinking about like the reality configurations. I remember what it was. It was the other thing it reminded me of, because it reminded me of Looper and that dumb Rocco's Basilisk. And it reminded me of one of my favorite Philip K. Dick books, which is Now Wait for Your Last Year, which is about time travel. I don't know if you read that one.
Yeah.
It's really good. And the whole premise is like he travels through time and sees like parts of his life and stuff like that. And he can change some of the past and present. And then like parallel universes start cropping up because that's what happens. And at the end, there's this quote that's really interesting. And it says something like, because he's sad about the state of his life at the end of the book because he's made bad choices or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he asks this like robot guy that's in like this driving around, like this cab driver, like should he have made different choices? And like, is it worth him, you know, trying to change things, or should he just like stay the course and like do what he should do? And the robot replies to him and it's like, giving up on your life, even though it seems unfair, would be you admitting that the particular reality configuration that has been given to you is too much to bear. And then he's like, okay, I'm going to continue the course then.
Yeah.
And that like really stuck with me, because like, even though it might be shitty, it's what you got, you know?
Yeah.
It's deep.
Yeah, that's a really good one, dude. He has so many good quotes like that.
And if Parallel Me tried to kill myself, I would be admitting that I can't deal with my current reality configuration, is what I was saying. So,
I would love to work that quote into that story we wrote.
Right? Yeah, it was really heady. I remember, like, I didn't, like, cry or anything, but I, like, thought about that line for, like, days. I was like, whoa.
Can you imagine? Okay, so Parallel You is in the cab. You're having a bad day. You're having some bad thoughts. And then you ask the robot cab driver, blah, 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 blah. This means that, you know, you can't handle your reality. And then you say to yourself, you know what? You're right. I surrender. I can't handle this reality. I'm going to go through the time machine and kill better me.
And then you make that decision. That's wild.
Steal his life. And you know what? I bet you murder time traveler version of you would just ruin your present life too, and he would just it would become some weird gross cycle where he has to continually travel backward in time.
Like keep doing it every like 5 years or something like that.
Yeah. And eventually like there's not any more of you to take. And he just
Or it's like the end is like it's inevitable. Like no matter what he does, goes back in time and like replaces himself with a better life, he always screws it up some way. Like it's an inevitability. You know what I mean? Like it's so depressing, but it's so juicy and good.
And you know what? He's still getting older, so eventually it's just like
it's just like at some point it's like, well, it's there's no point.
I never got it right.
I never will. Oh man, that's such a gut punch. Who's our sponsor today, Bad Snacks?
Our sponsor today is Yellow Yeti frozen snow cones.
Whoa, not yellow.
Nope, that's what it is. When you're feeling like something a little extra spicy in your snow cone, choose Yellow Yeti, the snack that smiles back. remember when you're feeling happy.
Go real baddie.
Good night, everyone. Have a great day. Drive safely. Bye.
All right.